Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
It's 6:20 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm John Tucker. Bloomberg Intelligence this morning being brought to you by CIT. Time to get growing with CIT. Their commercial lending leasing advisory services can help you grow your business. Visit CIT.com. Another central bank out with the minutes later today. Let's get a preview. Maxine Spahi is with Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us from London. It's the ECB minutes, which will be released today, 12:30 London time, this morning here in the U.S. Are they important as the Fed's minutes, Maxime?
I don't know. They're not as important as the Fed minutes for a couple of reasons. First, because the ECB only started releasing them this year, so it would be only the third time we'll get minutes from them. It's more backward-looking than the Fed because the minutes will date back from 4 weeks ago compared to three with the Fed. There is no dot plot. It's so anonymous. But still, it's a very important, interesting glimpse into the governing council, and it will be the first minute we get since they started QE. So there will be, I'm sure, some interesting comments, debates on the timing of QE, on how happy ECB members are with the first month's implementation.
As we get those minutes this morning here in New York, the euro area's economic recovery appears to have lost some momentum. What's going on with the overall economy?
I wouldn't say it's losing momentum. Yeah, we had PMIs this morning declining a little bit, but they're still at a pretty high level. Growth was pretty strong. I mean, in a European comparison, was pretty strong in the first quarter with 0.4% growth quarter over quarter. It's likely to be quite the same thing over the second quarter because we have the three tailwinds still blowing. That is the ECB QE, obviously, a weaker euro, which is still quite weak, and cheaper oil, even if they have recently risen over the past weeks, is still pretty low compared to last summer. So the environment is still pretty positive for growth, and 2015 is said to be much better than 2014 for the region.
Can we say the ECB's QE program is working?
Well, you could say it. I mean, if you listen to ECB members, that's what they're saying. We had some market corrections over the past weeks, but you could see this as a reflation trade. Obviously, the fundamentals at one point need to be reflected in the yields, and the correction is quite comparable to the one we've seen in Japan or even in the U.S. when they implemented QE. So in a sense, you could say that so far, so good for the ECB.
Okay, what do we look for tomorrow? We're going to get German GDP at the heart of the European economy for the first quarter. Any signs of rebalancing there?
Yeah, so the issue is here is rebalancing. We already know from the preliminary estimate that the German economy grew by 0.3% over the first quarter, but we don't have the details. The details will be released tomorrow. And a new German rebalancing is like is a bit like a Samuel Beckett's play, Waiting for Godot. You always wait for it. It never comes. It's a bit complicated because the German economy is growing. The GDP is already above the pre-crisis levels. But this comes at a high price for the rest of the Eurozone because the current account surplus is keeping rising. So that means there is no domestic consumption. It's pretty muted. And this is pretty bad for Germany because if you look at infrastructure, if you look at investment, they're very low level. Quality is deteriorating. And obviously, it's the largest euro economy. So a consumption boost from there would be beneficial to all other members. So that's what we are looking for tomorrow in the release, is household consumption finally picking up. That's going to be the main challenge.
And of course, any conversation about the ECB has to include Greece. In the minute we have left, they've increased their emergency liquidity, but not what Greece wanted.
Yeah, it's a weekly call. They do this every week. This time it was lower than over the past weeks. The negotiation are still ongoing. The ECB doesn't want to be drawn into the political game, so they are doing the minimum. Right now, the negotiations, as I say, are still ongoing. There are still stumbling blocks on the labor market reforms, pension reforms. They have something like 2 weeks to find a deal because on June 5th, they have to repay the IMF once again. And we know last week that they used IMF reserves to pay the IMF, so it's a pretty clear indication of that cash is running out for them. Cash and time is running out for Greece.
All right, robbing Peter to pay Peter. Maxine Spahi from Bloomberg Intelligence in London, and Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Terminal customers, you can access this function at BIGO.